This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner in for Kai Rizdal. Up and down the East Coast today, Hurricane Sandy is bringing down power lines and leaving people without electricity. So what is it about our grid that's so vulnerable, so dumb, if you will? And what will it take to smarten it up? Scott Tong reports from the Marketplace Sustainability Desk in Washington, D.C., where he still had power when he filed this report.
Lena Hansen at the Rocky Mountain Institute has two problems with the grid. One, it's centralized. Power plants far away transmit the juice on long power lines at risk in storms. And when they strike, that's when Hansen gets a bit disparaging.
The grid really isn't very smart. It's dumb in many ways. Electric companies often can't detect when there's an outage. They frequently rely on us to call them up.
The dumb grid has to take more tests, as in more frequent, unpredictable storms, says Mark Brownstein at the Environmental Defense Fund. In the last year alone in New York,
we've now been through two different tropical storms, a freak Halloween storm last year that dropped 12 inches of snow on us. What we're seeing is the ramifications of a changing climate.
The big step will be to make more power in more places. Consultant Peter Fox Penner at the Brattle Group sees it coming.
Solar panels on your house, geothermal heat pumps, the less distance the power has to travel, the less vulnerability we will have to power lines coming down.
And getting smart takes time. There's money, there's utilities, regulators, standards. He thinks rich countries will get there in 50 years. For now, time to get the story out before the power goes in Washington. In a big hurry, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.